I'm sure we can get something arranged for your needs, ma'am. It just might not be immediate. There's lots we need to go over here. Enter.
Ah, you. Great timing. Might you take your leave, ma'am? I'll see what I can do. And you, come take a seat, please. Thank you for coming on such short notice. I don't usually go around pulling random employees out of random locations. It's just that I'd like to have a small conversation with you about a few things. No, I didn't say you were in any trouble. If I had you report all the way to me for something you did wrong, then I'd probably be suing you, or I should have just fired you by the point. Needless to say, that's not why we're here. Let's not rush things now. Let's just talk a bit first. How's the job? Is it treating you well? You don't have to do all that with me. It's cute you'll be all nice about it, but you don't need to lie and say you see yourself staying at the company forever. Think it's perfect and all that. Look, just be honest with me. Is the work okay on you? Is it fair? Is it reasonable? Are your coworkers acting fair? Good, good. It obviously won't ever really be ideal. Ideally, people never need to work, but it's important that it's at least manageable. Speaking of, how about your managers? We've heard a few complaints of some, like, planning, schedules, and general leadership over there previously. That's been improving recently? Good to hear that then. If not, we'd probably have to look into the matter again. Sorry, these are unrelated to why I've called you here. Just seems worth discussing while we're here, and also to help this little meeting flow more naturally, shall we say? Well, I need to make it clear that even if the conversation may come off as unprofessional, this is still a very serious topic and something I want you to treat as seriously as any other meeting I would bring you here for. Am I clear? Good. Now then, I'd like to offer you a contract. It's separate to your current one for working with the company, but not too far off. You would be the worker while I would be the one calling the shots on most things. The difference with this is, this deal will be about your body, and giving me the rights to using it. Sexually, to clarify. Yes, I'm interested in signing you on as my devoted entertainer, shall we say. In fact, this contract right here. I obviously recommend that you read it over for your own comfort and safety. However, I'll try to summarize it while you do. I will have ownership over your asshole. If anyone else is to have sex with it, whether it be fingers, sex toys, real penises, or whatever else, you will need my express permission, or you cannot do that at all without breaking the contract. The only exception is medical professionals in the case that something happens that would require that type of care. On top of that, every week we will schedule two meetups minimum. These can increase depending on how eager or free you are, and you will be paid depending on the number done. Naturally, those two alone will be thousands each. You'll see I have a lot of additional clauses for more, such as involving a partner or a friend of yours, certain locations or actions, but those won't matter too much, just about the bare minimum of this exchange. I may also call you at any time I desire. Not only will the only exception usually be emergencies, which I understand may come up even with our regularly planned meetups, I'd also like to clarify, if I call you and ask for you doing work, time spent with me will also be counted for work. I can handle that easily. Ideally, I won't be. I don't want to be causing staffing issues, but it may still happen. Ah, and to make it clear, this is all about your asshole. You can suck dick, fuck a woman pregnant, have your nipples sucked on, give a foot job, whatever the hell you like, as long as you do not use your asshole, as that will be only for me or anyone else I permit, likely with me there at the time. Is that all clear with you, dear? Yes, I just want your asshole. Why yours? Well, I've had to make a few checks to your location, as well as look over a few things. And every little video sent, or every now and then in the background of a picture, I just got a beautiful shot of your ass. I thought it might even be your uniform being a bit too tight, but evidently it isn't, baby. Yes, that's correct. My main focus would be pegging you or offering you to my friends, family, business partners, whoever. Of course, though, those more packed or intense situations would include higher pay. It wouldn't just be using your ass. However, it would be the part of you that is fully devoted and owned by me. I want to be able to control its very shape, baby. What it's used to, and what it's not. You can have your own sexual limits. Again, my main care is that you accept things with your anus. And the general idea of being used as a bartering tool, shall we say. Past that, other kinks can be discussed specifically. Yes, I am paying lots for this. However, with all my wealth, it feels foolish not to. And I care about getting this deal now, before someone else may try or get a relationship. No, it's not against the deal, though I imagine that might make it harder to get you to accept it. Once signed, you can be honest about the situation with your partners, so they know what to expect from the start of it all. If I'm lucky, you'll find a partner interested in participating from time to time. Another guy with an ass, or a cock I'd like. A girl with tits to mess with and a pussy to watch you fuck. I wouldn't complain with anything, really. Anyway, that's all ifs and buts and stuff. Let's worry about where we are now. Want to sign it and get that life? Or you can leave now and this never happened. No, your current job would be unchanged either way. I'm not petty about things and I would like to see you naturally working. Better for the brain to keep a consistent and fulfilling schedule. Well then, I'm glad to see. One small thing I didn't mention was a simple test drive now. Just a first thing to establish our relationship and what you can expect to see more of. Don't worry, nothing not like the rest of the contract. It just means you can go home and more easily know what's coming. Why don't you step into my office? That one's just a boring old thing for business. What? Isn't it every guy's dream to be moved on by an older woman and taken to some secret room behind some bookshelves? Well, maybe it's not the first fantasy, but surely it isn't a bad one, right, honey? Take a look around at everything. A window to fuck you against and show you off. Though, up here you won't be easily seen. Then we have all sorts of bondage, dildos, plugs, and of course, some beautiful top-of-the-line straps for my newest little asshole. Oh, don't worry. We'll work our way up. Remember, I have a contract with you. This isn't some one-time deal that I need to get everything out of. This is making use of our fund for as long as I can, honey. You know, a little late to ask, but, are you a virgin? At least, like, anally. Oh, you are. And you agreed to the deal. I hope you understand I mean it very positively, but you are very slutty, you cutie. I mean, most guys are already terrified of something touching their asshole, But not only to accept that without experience, but to fully sign it away. Damn, hun. I think we're going to get on very well. Oh, please. I don't think any less of you at all for it. You sound very fun, and I can appreciate that. Well, let's not waste any time. Strip down for me. I shall do the same. Oh. Well, I can certainly say now that it wasn't the uniform. Your body just looks incredible. And feels incredible too. Your ass is absolutely worth every little bit. I saw that. Someone just smirked at getting their ass spanked. You know, I was really worried I was pushing some adorable little guy into this, but it feels like you've been waiting for this all your life. Well, let's not waste any time. Sit down on the ground. I want to see how you react to a foot job. Being stepped on. That type of thing. I was planning on starting with a hand job, but you seem a little naughtier than the average boy. Those are delicious moans to hear from my feet. You know, every time I look at a guy, I just sit and wonder if they're into things. Maybe they have a weird taste for sexual methods. Feet, hair, and such. Maybe they're into some weird dynamics. From such a common student-teacher thing to those with incest fantasies. There's so many weird little things like that. And everyone has at least one weird thing. Even if they only think or do simple vanilla stuff, they're just a ticking time bomb waiting to find their biggest itch. And I don't know. Kinda find that fun. I mean, do you think your coworkers would guess you were some anal freak? Probably not. Did you before you got my offer? I don't know. I mean, maybe you just became a massive foot slut, but either way, I can't wait to explore every possible kink and fantasy you might have, my little toy. Don't worry, I'm not stopping. Kinda. Let me just sit down first. Now, crawl over in front of me. Good boy. I'm going to sandwich your cock between my feet. Your head is going to rest in my lap while you fuck into my little foot pussy I made just for you. That's it. Make sure to keep that face looking ahead. I don't want to see the back of your head, but I want to see your face when you're deep into pleasure and can't even keep your tongue in your mouth. You know, if you keep up some really good behavior for a while, a month, a year, some amount of time, I could make another contract getting you your own toy. Someone I could just watch you go to absolute town on. Again, all I'd care about is the asshole. So that cock could bury so deep inside her. You're getting me all wet just thinking about it. Well, that and your hot little thrusting. Enjoying my feet, baby? That's a good boy. You're already gonna come? You must really love this. I'll count down from 5 to 0. On 0, you come. Not a second sooner. Got it? Good boy. 5. Feel my feet bring you every bit of pleasure your desire could ever come up with. That's it. Keep moaning. 4. Just turn off the brain and keep yourself moving. Don't let your body try and do anything else. 3. Sign the contract a second time by milking yourself to orgasm for me. Show me just how excited you are for this. 2. Lose yourself for the first time in this room. Ingrain it into your head how you'll be doing this so much more. 1. Get ready to come. Get ready to come the second I say it, okay? What? You thought we were done yet? Not at all, buddy. You won't be needing my feet for what comes next. Go press up against the window of the room. And make sure you're really up against them. Now, usually I'd prefer you to use your spit to lube up what'll be fucking you, but I think I can make an exception for today. In exchange, though, we'll start a little more exotic. How about this one? Nice knot on the end. Don't worry. I wouldn't do it if I didn't think you were ready. You might not have the usual experience, but I know you can do it. Fuck. It feels nice. Rubbing it against your ass. You, right against the fucking glass. A toy in view of everyone. Everyone seeing your fucking cock. Well, if they wanted to look right here, I wonder if anyone will. Ready to lose your anal virginity? I promise to make you feel incredible. Let's do this then. Fuck, baby. You're so tight, but it just fits so perfectly. You sure you weren't made for this? Look at that cock twitch. Make sure to keep your cum in there. When I come, you can come too. Don't worry. With how good you feel, that won't take long. Just stay stuck to the glass, struggling to handle it. It's very hot. Fuck. I can spank you in your ass shakes. I can thrust into you in your ass shakes. Oh, are you sure you haven't been training for this at all? It certainly feels like you have, you cute little thing. Listen to all those moans. Not a scream for losing your virginity left. Just the pleasure. Ready for me to speed up then? Oh, baby. I'm barely moving. If you think it was good like that, watch this. Fuck, you like that? Come on. Tell me you fucking like that. That's good. Oh, that's really fucking good. Ooh, I can just feel the knot pushing against your asshole. Oh, any moment it might just slip in. Careful, I loomed it up real good. Oh, fuck. Yes. Fuck, I can feel you shudder on the strap. Enjoy a kiss on the neck that much? That's fucking incredible. Though, I kinda hate to say, I'm enjoying this way too much too. I'm gonna come soon. You want the countdown again? Fine. But I'm shortening it. For my sake. 3. We're fucking like animals. Oh, your boss is using your ass and taking its first time, and you fucking love it. Oh, I love. It's fucking mystical. 2. I love your body. I felt addicted to it on sight, and I'm not sure I can let it go. I'll do everything I can to keep you in as much bliss as I am. 1. Just, fucking, fuck, you're hot. I feel incredible. I'm gonna fucking shove the knot inside of you. Oh, you hate piece of fucking ass. Sarah, just come. Oh, come on my fucking window while I destroy your ass and come so fucking hard from it I might pass out. Oh, you adorable boy toy. Oh, I love your ass so much. Oh, so goddamn much. I just don't want to stop moving. You're so fucking good. Oh, that was good. Oh, good boy. Oh, keep that up. And I'll certainly see what strings I can pull. Hopefully one attached to your collar. Look at the mess you made. Oh, it looks so good. Let's rest on the couch for a bit. I kinda don't want this knot to leave you yet. And maybe it's just me, but I'm tired. Still though, Virgin, you did really well. Don't worry about the rest of the time. I'll deal with anything if it comes up. Just stay in my arms. Lying on top of me, you cute baby boy. Enjoy some sleep. Just know you're a really good pillow. I don't think I can let go of your body.